I'm at the tail end of working on this album I've been working on for a long time.
If I go out and close the chapter, not saying I will, but if I do, I want to do it at the highest level of achievement and skill set that I ever been.
The Fall Off is one of the most anticipated albums in hip-hop right now, and as we get closer to the release of the album, I feel confident enough to say that The Fall Off is J. Cole's most important record. And that might sound crazy, but it isn't if you really think about it. First off, it's been 3 years since we've seen Cole put out an album, and despite the success of the offseason, I think it's fair to say that among a casual hip-hop audience, the record has been somewhat forgotten to time. And the truth is that the record hasn't had a lasting legacy for someone like Cole. In comparison to an album like For Your Eyes Only, I feel like the offseason doesn't get brought up as much as Cole would probably like for it to get brought up. Especially because the offseason was kind of supposed to cement Cole as more than just a boring rapper in the eyes of many. And though I think it did more than that, it's hard to say that the record has any impact beyond 2021. Or at the very least, it's one of the least talked about J. Cole records. In terms of other 2021 albums, I'd also say it's the most forgotten one. At least in comparison to something like Call Me If You Get Lost, Donda, or A Certified Lover Boy. And this is not me saying that the album was trash by any means, but when you really think about the time and place when this album got released, it was almost destined to fail. For those that don't remember, The Offseason released on May 14, 2021, which I wouldn't say is pandemic era, but I would say it's the very beginning of the post-pandemic era. Kind of that time where people didn't know if it was still safe to go to like public gatherings or not. And because of that, I think the record got lost in the transition. It was honestly a very weird time in society. In contrast to The Offseason, Drake and Kendrick have both respectively released records that garnered much more attention. And I feel like we discussed those records more than we do The Offseason, for example. And the honest truth is that Cole has been falling behind the eight ball in comparison to Drake and Kendrick, and nobody noticed that more than Cole himself, who acknowledged the narrative on Heaven's EP.
Some people say that I'm running third, they threw the bronze at me, behind Drake and Dot, yeah them niggas are superstars to me.
This bar was not Cole admitting defeat, but simply an observation on how the casual hip-hop fan saw him. The third wheel of the big three. And if you wanted to catch up in the mind of the people, he'd have to do something crazy before Father Time caught up with him. And so he did.
On the night I was born, the rain was pouring, God was crying.
If you're a hip hop fan, you definitely noticed, but Cole's run of features in the last 2 years is one that has caught the eyes of basically every hip hop fan who cares about the art.
I'm deep in with this rap and it's all a nigga know. I never did nothing better, it's hard to let it go.
It feels like this is what The Last Dance meant to MJ. Cole showing how good he is before he rides into the sunset. But all along the way, Cole has been alluding to dropping the almost mythical The Fall Off. And if Cole is to be believed, this is what his career arc has been leading up to all these years. And to understand what I mean, let's take a quick look back to the very beginning of Cole's career, which began with the release of 3 mixtapes, The Come Up, The Warm Up, and Friday Night Lights. These tapes almost went on to define what it means to be Jermaine Cole, at least on the young side of his career. The Hooper turned rapper, the man giving everything he had just for a chance, the young star signed to Roc Nation, the journey that we as J. Cole fans and even hip hop fans have been on for more than a decade. And if Cole is right, and The Fall Off is the culmination of all these series of events, then you'd have to think that Cole is under a lot of pressure to deliver. But at the same time, that's what the J. Cole story has been about all these years. And that's also what Cole has been alluding to since the introduction of The Fall Off back in 1985.
1985, I arrive. 33 years, damn, I'm grateful I survived.
We gotta remember that coming off of For Your Eyes Only, Cole was laughed at for how bad and mainly boring the album was, which it also couldn't have hit at a worse time, as mainly 2016 also works as the marker for a new generation. A generation that would basically blow up on SoundCloud and would be much different to the generation that came before. And it's safe to say that this new generation of rappers did not fuck with J. Cole, at least initially, mainly because of what Cole had to say on Everybody Dies.
Especially the immature 8-week rappers, Lil Whatever, just...
And if they were mad when he said Little Whatevers, they were furious when 1985 came out.
Congrats, cause you made it out your mama house. I hope you make enough to buy your mama house.
I remember 1985 as if it wasn't that long ago. The call out.
White kids love that you don't give a fuck, cause that's exactly what's expected when your skin black.
The reactions.
Fortunately means the money slow up.
Gonna
be black and think your song is how it feels. So when you
Cool, man. He's giving it.
In 5 years, you're gonna be on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh my gosh.
The speculation of who was the target.
What makes me think this is really directed at Yachty and not Pump is when he says this right here, okay? Hey, but I love to see a black man get paid.
The response is,
wow, you get so much props. You just a 17-year-old.
And even the sit-down interview with Lil Pump, it was the most eventful thing to happen to J. Cole that year. Honestly, I'd go as far as to say that 1985 is bigger than KOD. Every once in a while, we talk about how prophetic the song was and how, like, Lil Pump is irrelevant now. Whereas, I don't think I've heard anybody talk about KOD recently. But anyways, I remember that a lot of fans thought that 1985 was Cole hating. And maybe it was to a certain point, but people thought it was, like, the worst thing ever. I even remember Cordae doubting J. Cole and talking about how old people were unreliable.
Old niggas unreliable like D-Rose needs.
But now that we're separated from the whole deal, I think it's safe to say that Cole was right. And ironically, most of the SoundCloud rappers who are still around today are the ones who associated themselves with J. Cole sooner or later. But yeah, that's J. Cole proving people wrong. Even the offseason was about J. Cole proving people wrong. That's why he went to Africa to ball. And that to me is probably why he's been on every rapper's song. It's a very old school mentality of showing that you're the better rapper and proving yourself. But if you can out rap somebody on their own song, then that's a lot of free press for yourself. Especially since he's doing it with like random artists as well as like Drake.
Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me?
And all along the way, the offseason has been the central theme of all these verses.
I'm naming the album The Fall Off. It's pretty ironic because it ain't no fall off for me.
Arguably, the hype for a J. Cole album hasn't been on this level in almost a decade. And recently, J. Cole once again teased fans with the release of his next album. This time with the release of the first volume of the Might Delete This Later.
Like, you've been waiting on this shit. They've been waiting on this shit. It's like...
Which seems to be a vlog series he's gonna be doing for a while. Maybe in the lead up to the album, kind of how he always does. With this vlog though, he dropped a few snippets for the fans.
Yeah, said I was finished, but I want another 2 summers.
Going as far as to say that the fall off is gonna be on the level of Reasonable Doubt.
It's not a rap nigga breathing that can outlast the fall off. It's like whole dropping Reasonable Doubt last.
But if that statement proves to be true, discussions will be had as for who is the greatest rapper of this generation. Because I think that puts Cole deep into the conversation, if not the favorite. The fall off is shaping up to be a rapper's rap album. He's routinely been out rapping rappers for the last 2 years, and on top of that, it's J. Cole. He already has a discography that puts him in conversation for the greatest of this generation. In other words, this is what the sixth ring was to Jordan. And if he retires as gracefully as Michael Jordan did the second time, I think the respect is due. But maybe that's just me, I don't know. Anyways, how's life? I'll tell you how's life. Cool, it's cool. Life is cool. Yeah, shout out to Ye Dilla.